It is June 20th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast includes commentary from our hits and takes section of JLN, stories from the first read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. We also have the first video from my coverage of IDX in London. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Yesterday was a double holiday, Father's Day and Juneteenth. So today, the markets are closed for Juneteenth. Father's Day, which links its root to a sermon delivered in 1908 in memory of the 362 men who died in the previous December's explosion at the Fairmont Coal Company mines in Monongahela, did not become a federal holiday until 1972, when President Richard Nixon signed a proclamation making Father's Day a federal holiday. 1 year ago, President Biden signed a proclamation making Juneteenth a federal holiday. As with other U.S. federal holidays, JLN will be published today, but the JLN team will be getting the rest of the day off. NYSE and NASDAQ are closed in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. Farrell Kramer of the NYSE has a new column titled, At 230, the NYSE continues to transform and evolve. Farrell tells the NYSE story well, including highlighting the role Jeff Sprecher has played in revitalizing the NYSE and that of Lynn Martin, the NYSE's new president. Today, the lead story is an obituary for the crypto party, while the second story is about Jump Crypto and how it continues to not party on, but rather to just go about the business of running an industry-leading crypto business. Also today, we have the first of the interviews I conducted in London for IDX. The interview is with Rich Counsell, the founder and CEO of Stable, a firm that is revolutionizing risk management for commodity markets that don't have listed futures contracts on them. It is great to hear a story right from the founder. JLN will be doing more with Stable in the coming months to help them tell their story. Chris Grams announced that he has left the CME Group. He was part of the corporate communications group there for the last 11 and a half years. Thank you, Chris, for all the help over the years. Here are more stories from the first read session of today's JLN. Here's our video about Stable. Stable could become the home of hedging. JLN interviews Stable founder and CEO Rich Counsell in London at IDX. Rich Counsell said that after walking by the CME in Chicago every day, he became intrigued by what the CME did and why farmers like his father did not use its markets to hedge. Counsell had grown up on a beef farm in the southwest in the UK before leaving to become a trader in the city and a technology entrepreneur. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Is the stock market closed for Juneteenth? Markets will be shut Monday for Juneteenth, a federal holiday that observes the end of slavery in the U.S. U.S. stock markets will be closed to observe Juneteenth for the first time in history. The New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ will shut down Monday, June 20th, in observation of the newest federal holiday, adding it to the list of market holidays that also includes Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Juneteenth, also known as Emancipation Day, Black Independence Day, and Jubilee Day, commemorates the end of slavery in the U.S. Here's what to know about which markets are closed for Juneteenth. Like commented, it will take some time for Juneteenth to become part of the traditional holiday cycle, but today it starts year two as a national holiday. Here's the column from Farrell Kramer of NYSE. At 230, the NYSE continues to transform and evolve. When senior executives, government officials, and other luminaries visit the New York Stock Exchange, they typically stop at the Big Board Club, two floors of the building designed to host a variety of events, including bell ringings, conferences, investor meetings, and media interviews. Out of the public view, these floors combine the modern and the iconic, the opulent and the functional, as befits an organization that recently celebrated its 230th anniversary, but continues to sit at the cutting edge of finance, commerce, and technology. Walking the halls of the Big Board Club brings this fascinating contrast into sharp relief and tells the story of the world's largest stock exchange and its constant evolution and transformation. My comment, NYSE is 230 years young and will continue to be a force for years to come. Here's a story from The Guardian. The crypto crash, all Ponzi schemes will topple eventually, by Robert Reich. 1 week ago, as cryptocurrency prices plummeted, Celsius Networks, an experimental cryptocurrency bank with more than 1 million customers that has emerged as a leader in the murky world of decentralized finance, or DeFi, announced it was freezing withdrawals due to extreme market conditions. Earlier this past week, Bitcoin dropped 15% over 24 hours to its lowest value since December 2020. Last month, Terra USD, a stablecoin, a system that was supposed to perform a lot like a conventional bank account but was backed only by a cryptocurrency called Luna, collapsed, losing 97% of its value in just 24 hours, apparently destroying some investors' life savings. My comment, Weebles wobble and they do fall down. Here's a story from Fox Business. Warren Buffett's final charity lunch sets eBay record. The unidentified winning bidder, along with seven guests, will have lunch with Buffett in New York City. Warren Buffett saved the best and the biggest for last as the auction for lunch with the billionaire set a record. A person bid more than $19 million to dine with the Oracle of Omaha in the 21st and final time the businessman auctioned a private lunch to benefit a San Francisco charity. The winning bidder couldn't immediately be identified. An eBay spokesman said the lunch was the most expensive item ever sold on the company's website to benefit charity. The winning bid in the eBay auction that ended on Friday night far topped the previous record of $4.57 billion paid in 2019 by cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun. The auction proceeds go to Glide, a nonprofit in San Francisco that helps the poor, homeless, or those battling substance abuse. My comment, that's a lot of money for one lunch. I can't wait to hear the backstory. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Friday was Tom Cadillac retirement in pictures from John Lothian News. Second was the New York Times opinion piece, Farhad Manju, crypto, houses, sneakers, Rolexes, how FOMO drove the economy. Third was Elon Musk sued for $258 billion over a lead Dogecoin pyramid scheme from Reuters. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the crypto party is over. The cryptocurrency industry was built on swagger, enthusiasm, and optimism. All three are in short supply these days as losses and layoffs mount. On Super Bowl Sunday, a Crypto.com ad featuring billionaire NBA star LeBron James lit up millions of Americans' TV. If you want to make history, you gotta call your own shots, Mr. James said in a 30-second spot for the popular cryptocurrency trading platform. The words that splashed across the screen as the commercial ended read, "Fortune favors the brave." Last week, Crypto.com laid off 5% of its workforce, and its chief executive officer said on Twitter that the company was making a difficult and necessary decisions. The cryptocurrency industry was built in part on swagger, enthusiasm, and optimism. Bitcoin backers' rallying cry to rebuff skeptics was, "Have fun staying poor." Those who didn't buy in were letting the future pass them by. The next story is from Bloomberg. the headline is, as the crypto winter hits its peers, Chicago trading firm Jump is ready for more bets. Industry reels amid job cuts, frozen withdrawals, and bailouts. Chicago firm leans in despite setbacks from wormhole Terra. 12 weeks and $1 trillion ago, Kanav Carilla had a question for thousands of people gathering in Spain to glorify cryptocurrency. Who the fuck is Jump? This was before crypto broke bad and then unraveled to worse. Before the spectacular collapse of Luna and Terra USD, the digital currency that was supposedly safely pegged to the dollar. Before Bitcoin plunged into a vicious bear market and people began whispering about a crypto winter. Before all that, Carilla, 26, was his relentlessly bullish self. Wearing flip-flops and an orange jacket, he regaled a conference in Barcelona about his crypto ambitions at Jump Trading, a normally hush-hush private firm that elbowed its way out of the hurly-burly Chicago commodity pits and into the Flash Boys realm of high-speed electronic trading. And then finally, the third story is from the Wall Street Journal. The unraveling of Robinhood's fairy tale, an online brokerage that helped usher in an investing revolution, faces a number of new threats. Where does it go from here? Few companies embodied the market mania over the past 2 years quite like Robinhood Markets Inc., the flashy online brokerage ushered in an investing revolution at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic for the first time in decades, made trading cool. Robinhood's easy-to-use interface hooked millions of Americans on buying and selling stocks, options, and cryptocurrencies. A raging bull market helped turn many newbie investors' trades into wins. Good times for customers meant good times for Robinhood. The more customers traded, the more revenue Robinhood raked in. By last summer, it boasted more than 22 million funded customer accounts, had opened offices around the country, and was preparing for an initial public offering of its stock. Then the party ended. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.